This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for downloading these podcasts. If you want to email me with topics of interest or questions, radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I want to talk to you now. We're in December. We're in mid-December. We've been through a couple of holidays. We're getting into a couple of more. And I suppose it's an apropos time of year to talk about weight and weight loss. More Americans say they're trying to shed pounds. The trend for weight loss attempts matches trend for increasing weight. So as their weight continually crept up over the last 15 years, so did Americans' desire to lose that weight, according to a cross-sectional analysis of national data. Using National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, you've heard of this, NHANES is the acronym, N-H-A-N-E-S, the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey data sets, adults' body mass index, or BMI, increased from 27.9 in 1999 to the year 2000 to 29.4 in 2015 to 2016. That's a difference of 1.2, right? Now, that's very interesting. This was reported, by the way, by Lu Qi of Tulane University in New Orleans and colleagues. A significantly higher proportion of participants said that they were actively trying to lose weight at the later time point, rising from about 34% during the initial survey cycle to 42%. So it rose between 1999 to 2000 to the second time period, 2015 to 2016. So that's really something, from 34% to 42%. The analysis included data on nearly 50,000 U.S. residents over the age of 20 who participated in one of the 9 survey cycles started in the year 1999. 2000. Adults weighed around 6.12 pounds more in the years 2015-2016 than in 1999-2000. Interestingly, significantly more people said they considered themselves to be the right weight in the more recent survey, yet at the same time, a higher proportion of people reported wanting to weigh less in 2015-2016 compared with those in the 1999-2000 survey. The BMI of those trying to lose weight significantly increased between the survey cycles from 30.5 to 31.9, as did their average weight from 190 to 198 pounds. So taken together, these findings suggest that although 24 to 42% of adults in the United States in our study reported weight loss efforts, many of them might not have actually implemented weight loss strategies or applied a minimal level of effort, which yielded unsatisfactory results, the researchers suggested. And we'll talk about why the results were unsatisfactory. When it came to weight loss strategies, some of the most popular ways to lose weight included reducing overall food intake, exercising, and eating less fat. Oh no, the tried but not so true methods, eating less. Let's see, you want to go hungry? Yeah, you want to shave some calories, but there's a way to do it without getting hungry. Exercising? Definitely. But did you know 80% of your weight loss effort is diet? That's the best outcome. 80% of weight loss stems from diet. And eating less fat. Unfortunately, that still means a low-fat diet because it will overall be lower in calories. But when you eat less fat, you're letting go a main macronutrient for promoting satiety, for turning off the hunger. And when we don't eat fat, we're not getting necessary nutrients, fat-soluble vitamins, vitamins A, D, E, and K, for example, and carotenoids. So when it came to weight loss strategies, some of the most popular ways to lose weight included reducing overall food intake, exercising, and eating less fat. These strategies remain popular throughout the years. A few strategies that became much more popular included drinking large amounts of water and joining a program to lose weight. All right. For those considering themselves overweight, and that means a BMI of over 25, and trying to drop some pounds, the researchers observed increased trends in various weight loss strategies from the 2015-2016 versus the 1999-2000 surveys. So, bullet points. What did they do? Eating less, 11.3% difference. Exercising, an 18.1% difference. Drinking lots of water, a 37.8% difference. So these are the trends. People are drinking more water than anything else. The second runner-up is they're exercising, and the third runner-up is they're eating less. It's hard to eat less. Other strategies to lose weight that also become a bit more popular over the years included methods that weren't healthy and potentially harmful, including taking laxatives and skipping meals. Not a good idea, right? However, some healthier methods of losing weight also became much more common, including an uptick in fruit, vegetable, and salad consumption, which increased by 30% from 2005 to 2006, and increased by 30% to the year 2015-2016, so over a 10-year period. Fruit and vegetable intake, salad consumption increased by 30% over this 10-year period. During the same time frame, around 22% more people said they tried to eat less sugar, candy, and sweets as a weight loss strategy. That's terrific. Similarly, about 12% more people said they tried eating less junk and fast food from 2009 to 2010 to the latest survey cycle. Now, study limitations included the inability for NHANES data to reflect the frequency, duration, or number of weight loss attempts by participants who said they were actively trying to lose weight. So there is that drawback with surveys. But there you have it. And I think it's apropos that they're taking a look at this during the holiday season, and they're finding that more Americans are trying to lose weight. But these are the methods that they're using. Exercise more? Absolutely. But do not be of the mind that because you exercised more today or exercised at all, now you're worthy of an extra treat. Hey, you just expended those calories exercising. Why do you want to put them back again? Don't do that. It's a good way to shave off calories, and exercise is good for your heart, your lungs, your muscles, your brain, all of the above. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor, everything. Everything. And for those with blood sugar issues, it's almost like taking metformin. That's how important exercise is. So it should be a part of any good, healthy lifestyle regimen, not just a weight loss strategy. Of course, keeping that in mind. For those who ate less, yeah, you could do that. And some people do fine that way, but it's really not maintained over the long term because it's hard to keep up. The question is, how long do you want to be hungry? And for those others that ate less fat, well, those are the ones who really, I believe, fall off the diet wagon because they wind up being so hungry because they're missing the fat in their diet, which promotes satiety in the stomach by releasing the hormones CCK and everything, letting your brain know you are full. Stop throwing away the skin on your chicken. You're getting collagen there. You're also getting gelatin there. It's good for your joints, healthy hair, skin, nails, all of it, and beneficial fat, okay? So more people are trying to lose weight despite the fact that weight still goes up. So the key points, what were the trends in current measured body mass index and weight, self-perceived weight status, weight loss attempts, and weight loss strategies in adults in the United States from the year 1999 to the year 2016? This was the question. What were the trends? And the findings in this cross-sectional study with data from almost 50,000 participants in the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, NHANES, increasing trends were observed in current measured body mass index and weight. Adjusted self-reported prior year weight and the difference between current measured weight and adjusted self-reported prior year weight. The proportion of participants who attempted to lose weight increased during the study period. The meaning of this, in this study, an increased trend in the proportion of participants who attempted to lose weight was observed, despite increased trends in current and historical weight. This is a conundrum, isn't it? So as weight is going up, more people are trying to lose weight. What might be the problems here? Several things. People who are addicted to a junk food or fast food diet, these foods have hijacked our brains. It is true. Many are looking for that dopamine reward. That's the reason for the ice cream or the bag of chips or the chocolate sundae or a chocolate cake, right? Broccoli doesn't cut it when we're hunting for dopamine to feel better, to self-soothe or to cope. And when you make a habit of eating these hyper-palatable foods, and many of these are also convenience foods, there's a trend toward eating more convenience foods because people are busier and busier. And it's easier to go to the drive-thru. It's easier to get the convenient thing that's already been pre-cooked and pre-wrapped that you can unwrap and put in the microwave and eat. But hey, you need to look at that long list of ingredients and how it impacts your brain, your neurotransmitters, how it impacts your hormone levels, particularly your insulin, your leptin, your ghrelin. These are all variables in weight loss. Given that you're eating correctly, these hormones self-correct. These biochemistries, they self-correct. But if we're on a diet that is mainly convenience foods, takeout, order in, this kind of thing, you know, things, ingredients that you would never use in your own kitchen, right? If you're doing your own cooking, you would never use these methods or these ingredients. You're getting them from convenience foods. And a lot of these are also preservatives, additives, emulsifiers. They mess with your gut health. They mess with your microbiome. And they increase feelings of hunger. When these pre-digested foods, factory-made foods, processed foods are being eaten, These are rapidly absorbed carbohydrates, not to mention the additional sugar content in them. I mean, take a look at a bottle of salad dressing. Most of the time, the second, third, even the first ingredient may be sugar. Aren't you better off getting a good quality olive oil, a nice bottle of vinegar? You've got your salt, pepper, herbs, spices. Toss that around. Maybe you'll add a teaspoon or tablespoon of Dijon mustard to the mix. Chop a salad. Mix, mix, mix. Shake, shake, shake. You have a beautiful dressing. And there's no sugar there. Right? These are things you could do on your own in a jiff. We are seeing this problem more and more all around the world of increased overweight and obesity rates, especially in children, and more people attempting to lose weight. And around this time of year, we keep seeing again, especially towards the beginning of the year, as you will see again, all the diet books will be released. You can read them all about them in the book review sections of various newspapers and so forth. All the diet books are released. It's resolution time. There's an uptick in gym memberships, right? And a newfound promise, a newfound determination to lose weight once and for all. But when you go about it the wrong way, getting rid of fat, an essential macronutrient, continuing to eat processed foods that are often even recommended on various weight loss programs that are teeming with sodium and other preservatives and additives that, frankly, your liver does not need. Eat whole, natural, unprocessed foods the way it's found in nature. Roast a tray of vegetables, your Brussels sprouts, your broccoli, your carrots, your cauliflower. You can roast these, toss them in a little olive oil, salt, pepper, a little rosemary, in the oven on a baking sheet at about 400 degrees for about 30 minutes or so, depending on your oven. You know, your mileage may vary. You have beautifully roasted vegetables. Throw a chicken in the oven. You have a perfectly roasted chicken. If it's a 3.5-4 pound chicken, at 400 degrees, by the end of an hour, hour 20 minutes, depending on your oven, you've got a perfectly roasted chicken. You have lunch and dinner there for a couple of days. Get into the idea of leftovers. You're looking for convenience, right? Make things convenient for yourself. This is a better way to go. Cook a variety of foods on a Sunday and do it again on a Wednesday. So you have enough left over for the following 2 to 3 days. You don't want more than 3 days worth of leftovers, right? Because even in the refrigerator, leftovers can grow bacteria, and by day 4, definitely by day 5, it needs to be thrown away in the garbage or into your compost pile, right? Don't forget your compost pile. We all want to do our part and not fill the landfills as much as we have been with foods and organic matter that doesn't need to go to landfills. It can go into your compost pile and then go out and do some gardening in springtime. So the trend is this, and it's unfortunate. Drinking more water in an attempt to lose weight may be helpful, especially for those of you who aren't drinking enough water to begin with. Oftentimes, dehydration, or even a low level of dehydration, masquerades as hunger. If you ate a little while ago and you're hungry again, ask yourself why, and drink a big glass of water. Drink 8 ounces of water and wait several minutes and see if you're still hungry. It could be that you were just thirsty. But remember, there's a such thing as too much water. A good rule of thumb to follow, 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day for most people, and be ruled by your thirst. Make sure your water is pure, filtered, clean. Another rule, maybe take your weight, divide it in half, and that should be the ounces of water. Little note, if you weigh 300 pounds, you don't necessarily want to be drinking 150 ounces of water a day. That's a lot of water. So what you want to do is go by what an ideal weight would be for you at your current height. A 5'6" woman, she should probably be about 100, 136 pounds. You cut that in half, 60, 65 ounces of water a day. That's about right. right? These are the things to keep in mind when you're undergoing weight loss efforts. It may be in response to holidays. It may be a lifelong wish that now you're going to be committed to, but there are ways to do it so you don't get hungry. Do not discount fat as a very important macronutrient. Getting rid of the fat in your diet is not the way to go, unless, of course, you're getting rid of the bad fat. What is bad fat? Trans fat, man-made factory trans fats. Vegetable oils that are very volatile under high heat cooking. Your grapeseed oil, your canola oil, your safflower, sunflower oils. These are not great oils, and they can be very pro-inflammatory if you use them in excess. Use good quality olive oil. Use coconut oil. Use avocado oil as a beautiful runner-up to olive oil. I'm enjoying avocado oil. You could use some macadamia nut oil. Use animal fat. Use lard. Use tallow. Use duck fat. Use all of these. These are natural fats the way they were intended to be used, and they make your food very tasty, and they give you a lot of satiety. All right? Include other good quality fats, your nuts, your seeds, your fatty fish like wild Alaskan salmon, your avocado, right? Dark meat poultry, fattier cuts of meat or lamb or pork. These are all fine as long as they're natural, they're raised without antibiotics, hormones, all of these. You want your food to be clean. You eat in this clean matter and you eat whole unprocessed food the way they're found in nature. Your brain will come back from its hijacked junk food status. Eventually it will. Your hunger will normalize. Your hormones will normalize. That false hunger will go away. And weight loss will be a nice little side effect to the result of your eating better quality food. I want you to enjoy all of your holidays, everyone. Be with your loved ones, your friends. Enjoy yourself. Take time, meditate, be grateful, operate from abundance. I like holiday time. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.